Joining us here today on the big show on What's Hot from Nashville, it's our special guest, Sasha. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Welcome here to the radio. And man, how things been lately?
Oh, man, lately things have been good. Things are revving up for 2025. And I'm just looking forward to all the stuff that's in store this year.
Yeah, busy year ahead. And what a year last year, your song, Hey Mom, I Made It, huge hit here on the radio. Hey, congrats, top five, pretty impressive. It was all over the radio last year. And what's the story behind that song? How did the journey with the song come to be?
Well, that song I've been sitting on for, it was probably a couple of years. It was just like a idea that I had in the shower. And, you know, and then I grabbed my phone, did a voice note. And kind of left it for a little bit. I had it was just like the chorus, like the Hey Mama Made It, I talk about being famous kind of melody going, and just left it for a bit. But then it just kept coming back to me. And I remember when I went to write with some of my writer buddies in Nashville, I was like, I got this song here and this idea, and, you know, and we just ran with it. And it's just basically opening up a little bit more about my, you know, my life, where I'm from, you know, my struggles and also my victories, right? So, but that kind of in a nutshell. And it just put it out, and what do you know? A lot more people related with it than we thought.
Yeah, it became a big hit. And between you and me, I do some of my best work in the shower, too. I come up with some ideas like, oh, man, I got to say this on the radio.
The shower is like I don't know, it's a special place. So
yeah, thought tank.
That's where a lot of the songs come from. Yeah.
You know, it's, as I say, it's been all over the radio. So what do you think we should play it right now, huh?
Oh, I think you should,
yeah.
How about that?
So I don't want to do the work. I want you to do the work, Sasha. So how about you introducing your big song right here?
Okay, hey everyone, this is Sasha, and this is my song, Hey Mom, I Made It.
Used to be a little on the wild side. Used to run the streets in the moonlight. Up to no good. Didn't matter what was on the label. I could drink them all underneath the table. Yeah, I know I kept you up a couple long nights. Climbing out of windows for the wrong guys. Up to no good. A winner and picking all the losers. Always breaking hearts cause I had to shoot first. I put so many miles on that broke road. And I know it hurt to watch me.
Joining us here today on the show on What's Hot from Nashville, it is the pride of Warkworth, Ontario. It's Sasha. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. And being from Ontario, are you a Leafs fan?
Am I a Leafs fan? I mean, you know what? Yeah, I am a let's just say I'm a Leafs fan. I don't really get around to watching too much hockey, but yeah. If I had to choose a team, it would be Leafs.
Go Leafs, go!
I have a Leafs jersey.
Hey.
I have a Leafs jersey, so I guess that's I'm a Leafs fan. Yeah,
I'm actually wearing my Daryl Sittler one here today on the radio in blue and white.
Right on.
So as a result of your hit song last year, Hey Mom, I Made It, you ended up doing some touring with our friends Tennille Towns and Owen Wrigley. How was that anyway?
That was awesome. Tennille is one of my favorite artists, so that was really special to be to support her on her tour. And then Owen is just awesome as well.
Yeah.
And I felt like I just got the best of both worlds, just, you know, one right after the other at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And it was a great time.
Yeah, good people all around. And you also sang on What the Truck with the Wrecklaws, Jenna and Stu. What was that like anyway?
That was fun. That was just kind of like a blast that skyrocketed within a short amount of time of, you know, the whole What the Truck from TikTok to the stages to the CCMAs. It was wild.
Yeah, and always fun hanging around with Jenna and Stu, right?
Oh, yeah, they're great. They're great. They're great people, and they have a great relationship, brother and sister. Very inspirational for siblings. So,
yeah.
Yeah, they're really cool.
In conversation with Sasha here today, your new EP is out called Where to Start. Let's talk about the new song that's out now called Till I Don't.
Yeah, Till I Don't. I wrote that with Dylan Guthrow and Dave Sampson.
Some good Maritimers there, eh?
They're good Maritimers, yep. We wrote that. That was like almost 2 years ago, like September 2023. Basically, just, you know, your typical heartbreak song. Just, you know, anyone who's been through a relationship or a heartbreak, it can be really devastating. And the song is just basically, you can't wait till you don't feel like that anymore, because at the time it feels like it's never going to end. And you just can't see the light at the end of the heartbreak. But it's, we're just basically bringing home the sentiment of like some sort of anticipation that it's not going to last forever. And that's what we say, I can't wait till I don't, you know, remember you, or till I don't think about you anymore, till I don't feel this way.
Right on. Well, listen, Sasha, we wish you continued success. Please drop into the studio the next time you're in town. And what do you say we play the new song here, Till I Don't?
I say you do it.
Okay, we're going to put you to work again. I want you to introduce it. Here you go. Take it away, Sasha.
Hey, everyone. This is Sasha, and you're listening to my new song, Till I Don't.
Right on, Sasha. Great job. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Ian.